Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Pregnant women are sometimes given vaccines to help protect the health of their babies after birth, with Cochrane Reviews examining the evidence on this for example, pneumococcal disease and hepatitis B. In May 2024, we published a new edition looking at the RSV vaccine. In this podcast, review authors Emily Pfeiffer and Odette de Bruyn, medical doctors and PhD students in respectively paediatrics and obstetrics at the Wilhelmina Children's Hospital, University Medical Center Utrecht in the Netherlands, talk about their findings.
Hi, Emily. First of all, could you say a little about RSV? What is it and what does it do?
Hi, Odette. Of course. RSV is short for respiratory syncytial virus, which is a common cause of lower respiratory tract infections in infants. Every year, there are 3.6 million hospital admissions for infants with severe RSV disease and many deaths worldwide. Infants under 6 months old are particularly vulnerable to severe RSV disease because their immune system is not fully developed yet. Therefore, we aim to look at whether RSV vaccination for women during pregnancy might help their babies, and I will pass back to you to tell more about this maternal vaccination. For example, what are the principles and why was it important to do this review?
During pregnancy, the placenta transports antibodies from the mother's bloodstream to the fetus. Maternal vaccination aims to boost antibody levels in mothers so that more antibodies are transferred to the fetus, providing something called passive immunity. Maternal RSV vaccines have been developing rapidly, and so we wanted to further investigate whether maternal RSV vaccination is an effective way of preventing RSV hospitalization in infants. Would you like to say what we found?
Sure. There are 6 studies in nearly 18,000 women in the review, and these provided high-quality evidence to support the efficacy of maternal RSV vaccination. It halved the number of RSV-related hospitalizations in infants during their first year of life, such that these fell to 11 per thousand among vaccinated pregnant women, compared to 22 per thousand among those who were not vaccinated.
And to achieve this reduction, when in their pregnancy were the mothers vaccinated?
That's a good question. All 6 studies included administered the vaccine between 24 and 36 weeks into the pregnancy.
We also looked at several safety outcomes. These included adverse outcomes during the pregnancy, including intrauterine growth restriction, stillbirth, and maternal death, and adverse infant outcomes, including preterm birth, congenital abnormalities, and infant death. However, despite the large number of pregnant women in the studies in the review, there was insufficient evidence to draw firm conclusions on some of these safety outcomes.
That's right. But we are confident that maternal RSV vaccination does not increase the risk of congenital abnormalities, and there are probably no safety concerns relating to intrauterine growth restrictions, stillbirth, maternal death, and infant death. For preterm birth, there might be a higher risk, but we need to do more research to give an evidence-based result.
Finishing with our overall take-home message about maternal RSV vaccination. RSV vaccination during pregnancy is effective in preventing infant hospitalizations, lowering the risk by 50%. And despite the limitations, with the current evidence, maternal RSV vaccination is considered to be safe. This means that we are in an exciting time where the first shots of maternal RSV vaccines are administered to pregnant women.
That's super cool. Thanks for that. If people would like to read the review, how can they get hold of it?
Thanks, Emily. It's available online. If listeners go to cochranelibrary.com and type maternal RSV vaccination in the search box, they will see our review near the top of the list.